Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So a couple of things are making me laugh. Not the fact that people feel the need to drive slowly in the left-hand lane. That does not make me laugh at all. In fact, it usually makes me yell. But a couple of things are making me laugh. Number one, I just saw this tweet from a baseball fan who has the perfect way to remind the Astros that fans have not forgiven or forgotten this season. Johnny says fans should bring trash cans and bang them for the entire game, every game against the Astros at home. Could you imagine? Could you imagine how annoying that would be? Seriously, that would get on my last nerve. But that is one suggestion. Dave says, first road trip, I'm betting on 9 straight bean balls. Well, hoping for it anyway. And so that I'm laughing at some of your suggestions about how the Astros should be treated from the fans. The other thing I'm laughing about is the big reveal, the video that Chris took on, it's now on Twitter and Facebook. We wanted to show you what our chocolate-covered gummy bears look like. And we're just goofy in videos. Anyway, the big reveal, it's the other side of the science project. The after-hours Valentine's Day science experiment. We've given you the before, and now we've given you the after. So check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And you guys are cracking me up with some of your tweets, your Facebook posts. I just want you to know, though, if you feel the need to express yourself with inappropriate language, your tweets, I block people who swear on my Twitter, but also on Facebook, since it has my name on it, I delete that kind of stuff. So just try to express yourself with words that a 9-year-old could read or that my Grammy can read without blushing. Speaking of my Grammy, she is 2 months away from being 98. Isn't that exciting? Yay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Happy early Valentine's Day to you. I hope you have a great weekend. I actually heard this news report, which was kind of funny. Well, it's part of a business segment on the news in which restaurants indicate that they don't make nearly as much money on Valentine's Day as what people expect. So it is a night where a lot of people want to go out for dinner. But here's the problem. Couples who go out, they generally tend to sit longer. They tend to stay longer, maybe because they're without the kids or because they're trying to invest a little more in each other on a night when it's supposed to be a Valentine's Day date night. So they stay longer, which means the tables turn over less frequently, but also because there aren't big groups of people, generally, it's couples, the restaurants don't make as much money on the groups or the group tips. So groups tend to tip more than 2 people. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm a news junkie, and this was part of the business report. I just know that I have a basketball game and have to drive into Manhattan on Friday late afternoon. Let me just tell you the millions of things I'd rather be doing than driving into Manhattan, where a lot of people will be celebrating their Valentine's Day. But that's where the game is, so that's where I have to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, we're asking you your reaction to the Astros' apologies. And, many of you are saying the same things that I'm saying, which is it did not appear to be genuine from Alex Bregman. This is a guy who can barely contain himself. When a teammate hits a big home run, when there's a big moment in a game, what does he do? He screams, he yells, he jumps up and down in the dugout. These guys celebrate every big hit like it's part of the World Series. Where was that emotion? Where was that passion when they were apologizing? We didn't get it from him. Jose Altuve, understandably subdued. I did appreciate Carlos Correa, who stood up for Carlos Beltran and said, you know, all of us are culpable here. His comments, they seem to be a little more from the heart. Josh Reddick, same kind of standard lines. We should have done more. Justin Verlander, I wanted more from him too. Forget Jim Crane. What about the players? And I just keep coming back to, no one is willing to explain why. No one's willing to say, I actually benefited from the sign stealing and talked myself out of believing it was wrong. Or I just told myself everybody was doing it. I mean, something. Explain why. And then, in addition to that, it felt like there was a lack of accountability. I didn't hear anybody step up and say, hey, it was me. It was me who didn't want to stop. Or, it was me.
It was me!
It was me who said, we should keep doing this because it's really helpful. Nope, none of them. You know the most common phrase that I've heard from the Astros over and over? I should have done more and I didn't. Okay, so if every single one of them should have said something and didn't, then essentially they're passing the buck. I didn't stop it, but it wasn't me. I should have said this was wrong because I knew it was wrong, but I didn't. So then, who was the one who was in charge? Are you mean to tell me that all of these players, first of all, of course they talked about it during the season, all of these players who believed that they should have done more couldn't have gotten together, couldn't have decided, hey, you know what? We're just not going to do it anymore. Or was it only Alex Cora who was banging the trash can? Shut up. Stop it. I bet there were a bunch of different guys who were banging on trash cans. How come none of them said, let's do this together? Maybe because none of them really wanted to stop it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. George Springer is responding to this idea that, you know, the World Series is tainted and that the team itself is a big group of cheaters.
The way that our team is being viewed, it's unfortunate. It was unnecessary, and you know, we're going to try to start with today and move forward onto 2020.
When I first heard that, I thought, it's unnecessary and unfortunate how the team is being viewed. But what I think he meant was, it was unnecessary for us to cheat. I think that's what he meant. Can we play that again from George Springer? I think, again, initially when I heard it, I thought, you're telling me it's unnecessary that your team is being viewed as cheaters. But I actually don't think that's what he meant.
The way that our team is being viewed, it's unfortunate. It was unnecessary. And you know, we're going to try to start with today and move forward onto 2020.
Yeah, there's a lot of that too. Oh, let's move forward. Let's move on. No, you don't get to move on until Major League Baseball fans get some absolution. You don't get to move on until we're ready to move on. How about that?
How about no?
How about you don't get to tell us when it's time to move on? Has that ever happened to you while we're on Valentine's Day in a relationship, in an argument with someone you care about? It doesn't have to be a significant other, but a friend, a family member, and you're not done processing. You're not done being upset. You're not done being annoyed. You're not done being hurt. You need a little more time. And the other person says, can we just move on? Hell no. We'll move on when I decide I'm ready to move on. You don't get to tell me when to move on. And that also annoys me about this whole thing.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
The Astros don't get to tell us when they feel like it's time to move on. No. You are at our mercy, Astros. We will decide when we stop asking questions. We will decide when we're done talking about it. We will decide when we're willing to let it go. And it's not yet. We're not letting it go yet. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, that made me feel a little bit better. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Here's Larry in Cleveland. Larry, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
I'm great.
Yeah, I tell you what, kind of excited, man. Baseball starting here a little bit, too, man. It's great to see it. I hope here in Cleveland, hope the Indians, we're going to, basically the Francisco Lindor situation, what's going on here, hope the kid will stay, but we doubt very much. But the reason I was calling was basically back in the 17 playoffs, we faced Houston. And Trevor Bauer, he was right when he mentioned that. I mean, they were everything that we threw up there in that series, I mean, they lit us up like a Christmas tree. I mean, they just totally just crushed us. Couldn't figure out why. They thought maybe just, you know, they had a heck of a series and they just not that good of a team. But when this came out, we figured out exactly that's what happened.
Well, the thing is, they are really good hitters, and that's the part that bothers me, is that they're really good hitters. Why did they feel the need to cheat? So, yeah, I mean, I wish that they didn't so we could actually see how good they were, but I feel like we've seen we've seen enough of Jose Altuve hitting to know he's brilliant at the plate. Why in the world did Jose Altuve need to cheat? That's ridiculous.
You know something too, Amy? We'll find out in a couple of years. If they have like an off year, or maybe at the all-star break, only 10 home runs hit, or maybe even the year after this, they could basically tell the difference. Just like everybody's questioning Barry Bonds, Sosa, remember, and Mark McGwire, the great hitters. Mm-hmm. When Barry Bonds was with the Pirates, I mean, he was a hell of a hitter. He wasn't as big as he was when he got older, I guess. But still, when they enchanted themselves with the steroids and everything else, they just saw greater results, and that's probably why they did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say until they actually explain themselves. And there's a lot of, Larry, thank you so much for your phone call in Cleveland. There's a lot of people saying to me, oh, they're only sorry because they got caught. Well, I hope that's not the case. Now, we don't have any evidence from them to indicate that this was eating them up or tearing them up. Nobody came forward to say anything about it except for Mike Fiers. But I know when I do something wrong, I don't need someone to tell me it was wrong. Most times, if I hurt someone's feelings, if I'm inconsiderate, if I'm rude, I try not to be, but sometimes I am, even if it's unintentionally. If I lie, big liar when I was a kid. Oh my gosh, I used to lie just because I could get away with it. I had one of those poker faces. Anyway, when I do things wrong, it doesn't take someone else to catch me for me to know it's wrong. I'm an adult. These guys are adults. Don't try to act like you didn't know the cheating was wrong. And that part, too, is that it's been several years. The idea that only now are they ever talking about it and dealing with it. I mean, come on. There had to be conversation among these guys during that time. Benjamin says on Facebook, and I'm reading this because I want to make sure we clarify. If the real truth comes out, all teams steal signs. Hank Aaron even said in an interview, stealing signs has always been part of the game. Duh. Yes, stealing signs is part of the game. That's not the issue, Benjamin. When I played softball in high school and college, we tried to steal signs too. Yes, stealing signs is in fact part of the game. If a pitcher is tipping his pitches or a catcher is not changing his signals up, well, absolutely. Batters, hitters are attempting to steal signs. It's the electronics in game that you're not allowed to use. The Apple Watches, the monitors that they were using in game. The commissioner is not telling teams they can't try to steal signs. Stealing signs is as old as baseball. No, it's the electronics. That was where he drew the line a couple years ago. That's the line that the Astros and the Red Sox crossed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for tuning in. A lot of you are saying, are chocolate-covered gummy bears deserve more chocolate. But we were trying to start out and see how this would work. So the video's there. You can see the finished product. We tried our chocolate-covered gummy bears. We believe that they are very tasty. And also on our Facebook page. Chris, did you put it up on Facebook as well? All right, so the video is on both Twitter and Facebook. Our science experiment here for Valentine's Day. And I put some pictures up on Twitter, too, because I was playing with Snapchat. So, you know, you got plenty to look at on our social media.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Right hand dribbles to the elbow, spins underneath. Harrell dives in and scores out the window. Harrell overplayed him. Tatum ducked under the shoulder and dove in towards the basket. Gives the Celtics the lead. Timeout, Doc Rivers. Tatum starts his drive, fumbles the basketball, has it on the baseline, and floats it out safe for the Hayward, who's open for three. Got it! Gordon Hayward was due, and with the money on the table, he drills the Celtics 18-3 of the night, putting them up by five.
We wanted it. I think we played like it, too. I think especially come off our last game. We just came in with a lot of intensity, a lot of fight, and pulled out a huge win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was a really fun game, especially the finish there between the Clippers and the Celtics. It went into double overtime. It was a game that was well over 3 hours. And Jason Tatum with 39 points in celebrating what is his first big All-Star weekend. So the MVP chants were there in Boston, and the Celtics rally, as Kemba Walker points out. They were able to finish the first half with a win. And a lot of these guys played heavy minutes as well. So Tatum and Gordon Hayward played 48 each and combined for 60 points. And then you had Kemba Walker and Marcus Smart, who played 46 minutes each. So it's a good time for a break for some of these guys. Meanwhile, the Clippers go into the break, the All-Star break, at 37-18. They did not have Paul George or Patrick Beverley for the second half. George and Beverley played very sparingly. In fact, George only played 4 minutes. And so they were down a couple of guys. But Kawhi Leonard, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. And he played heavy minutes as well. And Landry Shamet had a couple of huge buckets, some big threes down the stretch. He went 4 of 8 from beyond the arc. But if you're talking threes, Celtics shot 18 of 43 from downtown. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Sean Grady with the call. I don't know why I said Sean Grady with the calls on the Celtics Radio Network. And now, of course, we head into All-Star Weekend. And there is sure to be more tributes to Kobe Bryant, sure to be a heavy purple and gold flair to it. I would expect that a lot of these players, whether it's in the Saturday Night Skills competition, whether it's the dunk contest, which features Dwight Howard, whether it's the three-point shooting contest, and then the game on Sunday, you're going to see a lot of these guys wearing Kobe jerseys or Kobe t-shirts. You're going to see a lot of them wearing Kobe sneakers. It's their way on the biggest stage to be able to honor Kobe Bryant. And it's not like it's only basketball. Not sure if you were paying any attention to the golf on Thursday, but the beginning of the Genesis Invitational featured a really strong start from Tiger Woods. He finished with a 69, but on his opening hole, I think it was a par 5 opening hole, he had an eagle. And because he had that eagle, they measure them because they always are looking at the length of the putts. It happened to be 24 feet, 8 inches. And, I mean, that's significant because those are Kobe Bryant's numbers. And Tiger Woods had a relationship with Kobe and they were friends. And so he thought that was really cool that that was the way he started the round.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it? It was a nice way to start. I didn't know about the putt being that long. As I said, very ironic that having those two numbers and then number 8 happened to hit one in the close and have a nice little kick in there for birdie. You know, no matter what we do, I think for a while, I think we're going to always remember Kobe and what he meant, and especially here in SoCal and for the entire sports world. And as I said, it's very ironic that I happen to have those numbers and those holes and those exact measurements.
24 feet, 8 inches, Tiger's eagle putt on his par 5 opening hole. Coming up this weekend on CBS, it's the PGA Tour and the Genesis Invitational and Tiger Woods and the top 5 golfers in the world. You'll see it Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's noon Pacific, only on CBS. And, of course, we also have All-Star Weekend as well. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Matt, who's in Houston. Our Houston caller's coming in strong tonight. Matt, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Hang on.
Okay, I'll just wait. I'm good. I mean, don't worry about me. I got another hour and a half.
Okay, you there?
I can't go anywhere, man. I have to be where I am, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. My phone was doing something weird. Hey, look, it's Valentine's Day. I don't want to fight with you, okay? I just want to preface this call with that. I'm a lifelong Astros fan.
We're not Valentine's, man. You can fight with me all you want.
Okay, my father actually was on the construction crew that built the Astrodome, okay? Mm-hmm. That's how much of an Astros fan I am. I would just want to say I do not condone the cheating at all, period. End of story. The example that it set, I'm glad that my parents are not here on this earth and my grandmother's not here on this earth to see all this because they would be heartbroken, period. The only thing I want to say is that I think that what that one previous caller said is that Major League Baseball wants to just get this out of the way because this thing is a lot bigger than what it is. We will take the hit. We will take the hit and all these other things. The commissioners deem that we do not, that we keep the championship, that we keep our rings and all that other stuff. End of story. No one is going to take that away from us ever. But what I want to hear from Amy Lawrence is when the commissioner's report comes out about the Boston Red Sox, I want to hear the same vigor in your voice towards
Mitch Moreland. No, stop, or I'm going to cut you off. I know you did not call my show to accuse me of coming down hard on the Astros, but not on the Red Sox, the team that I grew up rooting for. I know you didn't call to do that. You don't need to challenge me here, Matt, simply because you're a defensive Astros fan. There is not one thing about my show or about me as a host that indicates bias or any type of preferential treatment. In fact, I'm usually harder on my teams than I'm harder on anyone else. So, I'm not even sure why you're doing this. You don't need to say anything like this, and it's a little bit offensive.
Because last night, you were like, oh, well, you know, the Red Sox, they may or may not have, you know, used sign stealing in the postseason.
Well, it's because we haven't seen the investigation yet, Matt. That's the only reason, because I'm waiting until we see what the investigation is about. So you can either knock it off or you can hang up, one or the other, because there is nothing about me or my show that is biased.
Well, when that investigation comes out, I want to hear the same vigor.
Matt, I hope that you will call back and admit that you were being a jackass, too, when it happens.
Okay, I certainly will.
Okay, good. Have a great day. I should have told him, yes, you're right. We don't need to fight. That is ridiculous. I'm still waiting for the investigation, but if you know me, which clearly Matt does not, I hate cheating. I can't stand it. It drives me bonkers that these professional athletes are cheating. And same thing goes for, we talked about Spygate, oh my God, Deflategate, ad nauseum. I don't even want to go back down those roads. I can't stand cheating. The same thing with the steroids era and the performance enhancing drugs. If you don't think you're good enough to win, then you get out of the arena. And that's what the part that bothers me the most about the Astros is that these guys are so good. They didn't need to cheat. They could have very well won the World Series without it. And I want to hear why. I want to know why they felt like they had to cheat and why they weren't content. And you can't look at, there's a part of me that thinks like, oh, they really wanted to do it for the city, for the region because of Hurricane Harvey. But this started long before Hurricane Harvey. And so it's not like we can even cut them that slack. Just, ugh. And for all of these guys who keep saying, I wish I would have done more. It's just like passing the buck. It wasn't me, but I wish I would have said something. Oh, I was passive. I watched it. I wasn't benefiting from it. I wish I would have done more. That's the part that I feel like most people are reacting to when they say they're just sorry that they got caught. Trevor says on our Facebook page, they were sincere as a Ponzi scheme. I don't even know how those two things go together. But that's why I feel like a lot of you are saying they weren't sincere. They're just sorry they got caught. Because there's been no explanation or accountability. There's been no part of it that feels like closure, I guess. And it's unfortunate because I think that baseball fans, at some point, if you give them some explanation, if you give them some whys, if you're truthful as they were with the commissioner so that they could get some immunity, being accountable, asking for forgiveness, we tend to let it go a little more quickly. But the fact that, for the most part, these guys haven't looked sincere, they haven't appeared sincere, there's been no real passion behind the apologies, and the fact that they're not getting hurt in any real way, so they have to answer a bunch of questions. Whoop-de-hell. Thank you, Freddie Kitchens. The fact is, this really isn't hurting them at all, other than they're getting called on the carpet a little more. It's not hurting them where it hurts. They're not losing their titles. They're not losing any money. They're not having the game taken away from them. So if this is the worst it gets, they have to face a bunch of questions and answer, you know, with microphones in their faces. Too bad, so sad. Figure it out. And until we get sincere apologies, I think, this is going to continue. Because baseball fans don't need to let it go. And furthermore, they haven't had closure. We haven't had closure. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook. The big reveal of our Valentine's Day science experiment. I feel like we failed, guys, because everyone's talking about how we need more chocolate. I mean, I've got more chocolate. They're good, though. I think you guys would like them. I wish we could share them with you. As it is, we're going to leave it out in the newsroom because if I eat any more chocolate-covered gummy bears or gummy cherries or chocolate-covered pretzels, I think I'm going to go into a sugar coma.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
My favorite Frank Sinatra song. My grandparents used to tell me that they've both passed away. These are my mom's parents. They are from the Youngstown, Ohio area. So my mom's whole family is from that area. They used to tell me how they would go to, I'm not sure where, dance halls, concert halls. I don't think concert halls, but dance halls, like local establishments where Frank Sinatra was playing. And they would dance while he sang. And I think that's incredible. And so they would tell me stories of Frank Sinatra and him being in Western Pennsylvania and places that they would frequent. And so he is special to me because he was special to my grandparents. But that is my favorite Frank Sinatra song, The Way You Look Tonight. Love it. I asked Dave to come up with sappy Valentine's Day songs to put you guys in the mood. So happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope that you have a weekend full of joy, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Good to have you alongside. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Maryland. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm calling because I'm a little passionate about baseball, but and in this instance, I feel I'm expecting more from the players, mm-hmm. not the Astros, but the other players and the players' union to police themselves,
okay,
as they should. And I haven't heard word one from Tony Clark and the players' union. Because I know when the steroid stuff started, and what it took Ken Seiko to write a book, and there were players that like didn't want to do it, and I'm sure some of the Astros didn't want to do it, and pressure, but the pressure needs to come from the players' union, in my opinion. Thank you, Amy. You do a great show.
That's a great point, Chris. Thanks so much. And I think you're making a unique point, too. I haven't heard a whole lot. That's part of the reason that some believe that the commissioner was willing to give immunity in exchange for full testimony. Now, I kind of feel like the players internally with the Astros wouldn't have told the truth if they thought they were going to get penalized for it. And so giving them immunity was the best way to get the full picture of what was happening in 2017. But Chris makes a great point, which is that the Players Association has been largely quiet. And a lot of people believe that the NFL, force of habit, the MLBPA, so the Baseball Players Association, the Baseball Union, would have really put up a stink if the commissioner tried to punish the players for this. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not. But I do know they've been promised immunity, so it's really a moot point. It doesn't mean, though. In fact, if you have been promised immunity, why not tell the truth? Why not explain? Why not take accountability? Why not say, here was my role in it? Why not say, more than just, I wish I had done something. But no. Hey, it was me. I was the one. I actually liked it. I was glad we did it. I felt like it gave us an edge. The apologies were vague. And one former player pointed out that it might be because there's a lawsuit. And there's actually a lawsuit being filed by a pitcher internally in baseball. But that to me is not enough. You got your immunity. Now explain yourselves. And maybe we'll get more of that as we go through the season or a few years. Might be more accurate. A lot of times people need to get stuff off their chest. They need to absolve themselves. They want to talk. So maybe at some point we'll get a tell-all book from somebody who played with the Astros then. In the meantime, though, I was just saying to Chris and Dave, wouldn't it be really funny to do a show? You know, we very often do show questions. We throw them out there. To do an entire show question on what you will have in store for the Astros when they show up at your ballpark this year. It used to be that Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, was public enemy number one in sports. Persona non grata. Number one in sports. Not anymore. That would be the Astros. They might have even usurped the Patriots as the organization that is more despised. Now, I think a lot of the times with the Patriots, it's because of jealousy. I mean, that's fairly obvious. And the Astros have gone through three pretty successful seasons. The 100-plus wins in three consecutive years, and they were such a great success story. I think that's the part that is kind of, makes me want to plug my nose. Because it stinks. They were this great success story that I love talking about, and that's not the case anymore. But they do have a general manager who spent his last 14 years with the Rays, who is determined that this kind of crap is not happening anymore.
We're going to create a culture of trust here. It is not going to be a small group of people that are operating behind a cloud of secrecy. We are going to be open and honest with our employees and our players. And we're going to create an atmosphere here where people know that they can speak out when something is going on that they know is wrong.
There had to be somebody they were afraid of. Now, it's interesting to hear what Carlos Correa had to say about how Carlos Beltran isn't intimidating to anybody and that it's not his fault. Now, I don't know if Correa is just defending Beltran because that's his boy and because he felt bad that Beltran was getting hammered in the Athletic column that came out this week. Maybe he just felt like he needed to defend him because he did say we were all in on it. But otherwise, why not speak up? So there are really two options. Either you're afraid of repercussions if you speak up, or you don't actually want to speak up because you're happy with the results of the cheating. I mean, there's only really two reasons. You're either afraid to speak up, like AJ Hinch has admitted he was. He was afraid to speak up because he thought he would lose the clubhouse. Or you don't want to speak up because you're just fine with what's happening. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. A lot of you saying they're not sorry. They were all in on it. Alex says nobody had the guts to say this is wrong. They kept doing it. Every game they kept doing it was perpetuating a lie. Yeah, it's kind of hard now to accept that they're sorry when this was going on, not just once, but over the course of an entire season and into a postseason. But a lot of you are already concocting and planning how you might treat the Astros when they come to a city near you. Brian says on Facebook, they were exposed nationally. Their championship will always have an asterisk, no matter what they do or say. They've been issued the formal punishment from Major League Baseball. An apology is just for some people to feel some kind of way. An apology's beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You might be right, Brian, but I haven't yet heard from more than, say, two beholders who believe this apology was beautiful. That's a really wonderful saying for Valentine's Day. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Something else that I heard once. I don't know if this is true or not, but I work with two guys, so I'll ask them. Well, I did work with two guys, and now there's only one in there. Oh, no, Chris is busy having gummy cherries. So have you ever heard this phrase? Men fall in love with women they're attracted to, but women become more attractive to the men they love. Have you guys ever heard that? Men fall in love with women they're attracted to, but women become more attracted to the men they love. Is that accurate or not accurate? Like, have you ever fallen in love with someone you didn't think was attractive?
No, but I've also only fallen in love with one person. So.
Oh, aren't you cute?
What a sap.
I know, seriously. You're the Valentine's Day sap.
You want me to lie?
No, I don't want you to lie. I think that's amazing. I'm glad you haven't had to go through a bunch of heartache. That's awesome. Chris and I, meanwhile, we're kind of disasters when it comes to this. Oh, wait, unless you still have your lady friend.
No, I do not.
So Chris and I go through lady friends and men and male friends like they're socks. So, Chris, is that true or not true?
I think that's true. That's a nice saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a nice saying. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.